You're listening to ABC Radio Perth
with Gillian O'Shaughnessy.
So terrariums are back in town. Remember doing them in the 70s?
That was so 70s. Everyone had a terrarium.
And yeah.
If you had goldfish, poor little things, I don't know how many got flushed somewhere.
You're out. Plants are in.
Plants are in. Much less trouble.
I don't know so much. I don't know.
No, well, Lou sent in a text earlier and Lou said, desperate mission to find small plants for containers on an indoor window ledge in a shop that gets full afternoon sun. We have, it's no small challenge here, Sabrina, we have a collection of repurposed clear glass bowls and containers to plant into. There is no allowance for drainage because it's on a window ledge.
Yeah.
Just to be difficult, hoping Sabrina can help.
Of course I can.
Of course you can.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. So you're quite right.
Yeah.
The container will have no drainage on account that it's probably that's glass.
Solid.
You don't want to drill through glass. It's tricky. You have to melt through it. Anyway, so terrariums are all about not having drainage. Therefore, thusly, you have to fill it with different layers of stuff. And all the different layers of stuff have to be free draining. So you want the bottom layer to be extremely free draining.
Yeah.
And
when you say free draining, what do you mean?
As in the water will seep through.
Oh, like pebbles or something like that.
Perfect.
Yes.
So pebbles, blue metal, so where the water's going to roll off, but also you can see how much water is in the bottom.
That's clever.
Because the worst death of a terrarium plant is being overwatered.
Ah, see, Lou, your glass bowls are actually a boon.
They are. So you want your very bottom layer to be pebbles or the very fine blue metal. And then the next layer above that, you want it to be charcoal because the charcoal will absorb all excess nutrients. And then on top of that, you can do a mix of sharp sand or really cheap potting mix with added perlite. So perlite is a mineral that's very, very light and fluffy and absorbs water but allows for drainage.
Yeah.
Then you do another layer of very fine gravel or stone. Then you do another layer of soil and the top layer you have moss. So your soil, you'll always need to mix perlite or vermiculite with it. But the very, very top layer is sphagnum moss.
Where do you get that?
Oh, you buy it in a bag. You buy it in a packet and then you soak it. Coir peat is also excelente because it absorbs moisture but allows it to drain through. So you can do a coir peat potting mix mixture or you can do a perlite or vermiculite and potting mix mixture. But you have to do it in those layers. Now, the tricky thing is, Jillo, is getting the plants in there. So if you have a container that's wide, you can stuff your dirty great big hand in there to put the plants in.
So poke a little hole through your sphagnum moss,
et
cetera.
Your sphagnum moss goes in after planting.
Oh, okay.
Only use a slow-release fertilizer.
Mm.
So and you only need a little tiny bit. Now, if for the yeah, for Lou, who's got his bowl in full sun, then you can use things like the ficus, like the, you know, like a Moreton Bay fig.
Aren't they very large?
They are very large, but you're not going to allow it to get very large.
Oh, so almost bonsai it.
You're going to bonsai it because there's nowhere for the roots to run anyway.
Lou, this is desperately exciting.
Oh, I know. And you can use any of the syzygiums, the lily pillies. Will also work. You've got the little tiny ground covers. You can use like ficus pumila. You can even put little, you know what looks beautiful in them and you can get now, a little Johnny Jump Ups, violas.
Oh, I love violas.
Yeah.
They look like, this looks so happy.
I know, and they're happy in a terrarium.
My dad bonsais all sorts of things, but one of his prettiest is a bougainvillea. It's gorgeous.
Ah, oh, wow.
Mm. Really pretty.
That would look stunning.
I don't know if that would work.
It would, but there's a lot of snipping to be done.
Yes, there is quite a bit of snipping and wiring and stuff.
So don't get a terrarium that's got a really narrow top because you can't get your hand in to put the plants in.
Yeah.
But long-handled spoons work very well, or even a chopstick. But the other thing is you just experiment. The best place to get your plants from is where they have the indoor plants, but they have them in those tiny, weeny little pots.
Yeah.
Cyclamens work really well in terrariums as well.
Now, while we're talking terrariums, what about those air plants that you see everywhere? And they're just like little tufts of things.
Yeah.
They work?
Yeah, but you'd have to hang the little tuft off something.
So then to hang off things.
Yeah.
So once you've got your plant, then you wrap the sphagnum moss around it.
Yes, and then you get your spray bottle and you spray. So there's no watering can in a terrarium. Do not watering
can. Back away from the watering can, Lou.
And always check and see that the water level is not too high. So you want it to, you want the water to actually evaporate and dry up before you do your next watering.